From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Tribal lands will be off limits to wolf hunters when Minnesota's wolf season opens today. All of Minnesota's Chippewa bands have banned wolf hunting and trapping on tribal lands. The affected reservations include Red Lake, White Earth, Boys Fort, Grand Portage, Leech Lake, Fond du Lac, and Mille Lacs. The Department of Natural Resources points out most reservation boundaries in Minnesota encompass a mix of tribal, public, and private lands, so anyone hunting wolves within a reservation boundary needs to ensure that they're on public or private land that's been open for hunting. Tribes will enforce the ban on land they own or that's in federal trust status. Not all tribal lands are posted. The DNR says best source of information for this is county plat maps, available at County Courthouse. Minnesota has quickly sold out its remaining wolf hunting licenses for the early season. The licenses sold out within 5 minutes Monday afternoon. The sale was first come, first served. Minnesota Department of Natural Resources offered more than 600 licenses that were not purchased by hunters who won the chance to buy them through a lottery. Minnesota's first regulated wolf hunt starts today. A separate hunting and trapping wolf season begins on the 24th. Last week, the Minnesota Supreme Court rejected an effort to block the state's wolf hunting season. Lonnie Dupree of Grand Marais is planning a third attempt to become the first person to reach the summit of Alaska's Mount McKinley in January. Dupree will make the attempt in January of 2013. His two previous attempts in 2012 and 11 were thwarted by severe weather. Dupree reached 17,200 feet during the climb in 2011 before he was pinned down by high winds and ran low on food. McKinley is 20,320 feet in elevation. Earlier this year, Dupree decided to call off his second attempt after being pinned down for a week by hurricane-force winds at 14,200 feet. Cliffs Natural Resources will pay a more than $240,000 penalty to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency for the improper monitoring and handling of leachate at North Shore Mining in Silver Bay. According to the Duluth News Tribune, leachate occurs when moisture seeps through the plant's landfill and mixes with coal ash. It's captured at the bottom liner of the landfill and shipped to off-site containment. In 2011, leachate with elevated pH levels was transported to the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District wastewater treatment plant in Duluth for processing. Beaches, lakefronts, and waterways in Duluth and along the North Shore are cleaner and healthier following a record-breaking Minnesota beach sweep that wrapped up this week. Northlands News Center reports more than 300 volunteers collected almost 3,500 pounds of garbage and debris in the 16th annual beach sweep, hosted by the Great Lakes Aquarium in conjunction with the Ocean Conservancy. That's more than triple the reported garbage total haul collected in any other year. This year's sweep also broke a record for volunteer participation by more than 20% over its previous record. Nearly 4,000 cigarette butts, 500 plastic bags, one recliner, a microwave, and hip waders were among the debris hauled away. Volunteers cleaned up more than 25 different sites across the Northland in the months of September and October. This year's beach sweep took on critical implications following historic June floods that devastated the area. Garbage and debris continued to wash ashore on Lake Superior's beaches for weeks. As the race between incumbent Republican Representative Chip Kravac and Democrat Rick Nolan heads into its final days, the amount of outside campaign money being spent in the 8th District has continued its upward trajectory, with nearly $3 million spent in the last 2 weeks alone. The Duluth News Tribune reports the combined $8.6 million spent in outside money from super PACs and other groups is the third largest amount spent on a congressional race in the country. That according to the Federal Election Commission report. The outside spending in the 8th trails only Pennsylvania's 12th and Ohio's 16th districts, both of which share a similarity to ours. They feature one-term incumbents battling to hold onto seats in races that polls say are dead heats. The 8th District candidates themselves are doing their parts to spend big in the race, with the Cravat campaign reporting about $1.2 million in expenditures to Nolan's $534,000 as of the 17th of October. That's the last date the two campaigns had to report their spending. Add up all the money and more than $10 million has been spent in the Northern Minnesota race, easily the most ever seen in the 8th District. Plans for a new pipeline to supply Lutzen Mountains with water from Lake Superior are moving ahead, according to an update released this week. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has determined that an environmental impact study will not be required for the project. Tom Ryder, a co-owner of Lutzen, said the finding should make it possible for permitting to proceed, with construction likely to begin in the spring. When completed, the pipeline will allow Lutzen to stop drawing water from the Poplar River, a designated trout stream. The project received a $3.6 million grant from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. The money will be partially matched with another $1.2 million in local funding. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.